A lot of people in this moment of very tense uneasiness are beginning to dream things, feel things, and to me, that's a sign of something to come. Something's going to happen. Am I right there?
Well, absolutely, especially in the sense that everything's connected, and that goes back to quantum physics. Quantum today speculates that everything is connected. So, you know, I'm connected to you. You're connected to your friends. Not only that, but to the animals and the planet and off planet. So everything is part of everything else, which makes more sense as to being intuitive. Suddenly you think, I knew that phone was going to ring and I knew who it was, which sounds mystical or like a miracle. But if we're all connected, it's not so mystical after all. It's merely a law of physics, and we're feeling the vibration come in before the actual event occurs. And we're all connected in the sense, look at the internet right now. Look at TV, radio, print, how they all bleed and blend into each other. Everything is becoming more connected on a daily basis. That's why people are having dreams of a universal consciousness, almost kind of like what Jung talked about, that we all share a universal consciousness. And we're really tapping into everyone else's thoughts. We're starting to pick up on it more on a daily basis. You're right.
Why or how is this happening? What's out there in the universe that allows this to occur?
Well, George, you know, I really believe that people are starting to wake up, and the spiritual consciousness is starting to increase, and people are tapping in a lot easier than ever before, especially with all the new methodologies out there, even the yoga and the chanting and this type of thing. People are becoming very interested, very curious, and they're not willing to settle any longer for being asleep and sleepwalking through this life. And I think it's that yearning of soul that is really starting to kick in at this time.
And there's an old saying, when the student is ready, the master will appear. And what it means is when we finally reach a certain point of awareness or consciousness, indeed, we start to wake up. It's kind of like the hundredth monkey theory, and you've heard of that before.
Right, absolutely.
You know, when 100 monkeys pick up on the same information, suddenly it becomes instantaneously communicated to the whole community. And it's becoming that way with our planet. As more and more people wake up, they are communicating with each other telepathically, inwardly, through dreams, intuition, signs. They're starting to notice these things.
Are scientists or physicists who understand quantum physics, would they agree with this, that there's some kind of wireless connection here?
Yes, they would. I ran into, at a spiritual gathering, actually two Sundays ago, I ran into a quantum physicist who was at the gathering, and he teaches at UCLA. And we talked for a while, and I was coming from a spiritual perspective, and he was coming more from a quantum perspective probably, but they would agree that, yes, everything is connected. And they did research years ago in quantum and found out that, like when we measure a photon, every other photon in the universe knows when that one photon is being measured. And what was really weird, they weren't so shocked about that. What they were shocked about was that every other photon knew instantaneously that this one photon was being measured. And that was surprising, because they used to believe that the speed of light determined how quickly something would be informed. So if the other photon were on Alpha Centauri 2, 5 light years away, it would take 5 years before it knew we were measuring a photon here, but that wasn't the case. Quantum went on to prove that it knew instantaneously, and finally they came to the conclusion and the theory that everything is connected. It's all one big ball of wax. It's like a hologram. So when we wag the tail, the dog wags, even if it's 5 light years away, immediately.
I can understand that and believe that, because, you know, we came out of the same soup, basically.
Exactly. And that's a good way of looking at it. It's a bowl of soup. We might be a drop in that bowl of soup, but suddenly we become part of the soup itself.